们请翻开以赛亚书第三十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 35.
旧约圣经以赛亚书三十五章。
In the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 35.
我们一起读第八节。
We will read verse 8 together.
在那里必有。
And the highway will be there, a roadway, and it will be called the highway of holiness. The unclean will not travel on it, but it will be for him who walks that way.
也不致失迷。这里讲到在那里，那里就指的一个旷野的地方。
Here it says a highway will be there. There refers to a desert place.
就好像我们刚才诗歌里面所唱的那个荒凉旷野之地。
Just like the hymn we sang, that barren land.
以赛亚说在那个荒凉旷野之地，必有一条大道，称为圣路。
And Isaiah says, in that barren land, in a desert, there will be a highway, which is called the highway of holiness.
这个圣路是污秽的人不能经过的，是专为赎民行走的。
The unclean will not travel on it. The way is prepared for the redeemed.
在行路的人呢，虽然是愚昧，也不至于失迷。
And those who wander on it, although they are a fool, yet they shall not go astray.
我们读约翰福音十四章。
We will read John chapter 14.
最近礼拜五英文组的查经查到这一章圣经。
Recently, the English Bible study have come and studied this chapter.
我们读第四节到第六节。
We will read verse 4-6.
我往哪里去？你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”在这里，主耶稣和多马有一个有趣的对话。
Here we see an interesting conversation between the Lord Jesus and Thomas.
主耶稣说：“我哪里去？你们知道那条路，你们也知道。”
And Jesus said, "And you know the way where I am going."
但是多马说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？”
And Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way?"
然后耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
我们再读以赛亚书第五十五章第八节。
We turn back to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8.
以赛亚书五十五章第八节。
Isaiah 55, verse 8.
我们把第九节也一起念。
We will read verse 8 and 9.
好，一起。耶和华说：“我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路。我的意念高过你们的意念。”最后，我们读《使徒行传》第二十二章。
Lastly, we turn to Acts chapter 22.
我们读第十节。
We will read verse 10.
我说主啊
And I said, what should I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go on into Damascus.
在那里要将所派你所做的一切事告诉你。好，我们读经就读到这里。
This will be our scripture reading.
再有一些祷告。
And we will have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你一次一次召聚我们来到你的面前。
Lord, how we thank you that you have gathered us to before you again and again.
主啊，我们能够坐在你的脚前，主啊，实在是一件宝贵的事。
It is such a precious thing that we can sit at your feet.
但愿在下面一段时间里面，你让我们每一个人心里面都有一个完全的安息。
We pray that you will give us a complete peace in this following hour.
让我们真是能够安息在主的面前。
So that we may rest before you.
你除去我们心中的焦虑。
Remove all our anxieties.
你也除去我们里面所不能脱下来的重担。
And remove all the burdens which we cannot let go.
你把这一个小时分别为圣。
We pray that you will sanctify this following hour.
乃是单单为着你的。
And so that this hour belongs to you.
我们把我们的心来交给你。
Lord, we give you our hearts.
把我们的嘴唇也交给你。
We give you our lips.
把我们的耳朵也交给你。
We give you our ears.
这一个小时是属于我们的主的。
And this hour belongs to you, Lord.
但愿你来使用它。
May you use this hour.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
刚才我们唱那首诗歌讲到一件事，就是神领了以色列的百姓经过荒凉旷野的地方。
The hymn we just sang tells us that God has led the people of Israel through a barren land.
那实在也是我们今天在地上一生的一个图画。
And this is also a picture for our life today.
我们这一个人生就好像是走在一个荒凉旷野的地方。
This life of ours is as if one that is pilgriming through this barren land.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们有没有在荒凉旷野的地里面走过。
I don't know if you have ever traveled in a desert place.
如果你进到一个旷野里面的话。
If you have entered into a wilderness.
刚开始你还能够找着那个路可以走。
In the beginning, you can still see the way.
但是当你在走一段时间以后，那个路呢就越来越不清楚。
But after a while, the road becomes very unclear.
然后呢，你再继续走，走到一个程度，你就发现呢，没有路可以走了。
And you continue to walk to a point you find out there is no clear path before you.
因此，以色列人在旷野的时候，他们需要在白天有一个云柱来引导他们。
And that's why as the Israelites travel in the wilderness, they need to have a pillar of clouds to lead them in the daytime.
如果没有那个云柱的引导，他们就不知道要往何处去。
Without the guidance of that pillar of clouds, they do not know which way to go.
在夜间，他们需要一个火柱来引导他们。
At night, they need a pillar of fire to lead them.
要不然，他们不能够往前行。
Otherwise, it will be impossible for them to press on.
因为在那个旷野之地是没有道路的。
Because in that wilderness, there is no road.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在人生的路走的时候呢，我们也常常遇到这样的光景。
Brothers and sisters, as we travel on our life's journey, we often encounter such conditions.
在刚开始我们走的时候，我们觉得到处都是路。
In the beginning, as we journeyed, we found that there are ways everywhere.
因此我们心里面满了喜乐，满了憧憬。
And our heart is full of joy and full of hope.
但是当我们走了一段时间以后呢，
But after you walk for a while,
我们发现那个路呢就变窄了。
You discover that the road has become narrower.
我们再走一段时间呢，我们就可能发现有的时候就没有路了。
And you travel a little further, sometimes you will discover you cannot see the road ahead of you.
因此今天许多人生的挂虑呢，都是为着前面的道路而挂虑的。
And today many of our worries today is because we worry for the path in front of us.
如果我们不需要来担心我们前面的道路的话，
If we do not have to worry about the road that is in front of us,
我们就会像天空的飞鸟一样的高兴。
Then we will be as carefree as the birds in the air.
天空的飞鸟早晨它吃饱了。
The birds of the air will feed themselves in the morning.
它就很喜乐。
And then they rejoice.
其实它不知道它中午吃什么。
And in reality, they don't know their noon meals will be.
但是它不管。
But it doesn't matter.
它就在神的面前非常的喜乐。
He rejoices himself before God.
因为它不为它前面的道路而担心的。
Because the bird does not worry for its future.
但是我们人不一样。
But men are different.
我们人时常在想到我们前面的道路。
Men often consider what is the road in front of them.
因此我们人就不能喜乐。
And that's why we cannot rejoice.
因为我们不知道前面的路应当如何走下去。
For we do not know how to continue on the way in front of us.
今天有许多的婚姻啊，到了一个程度，他们走不下去了。
Today there are many marriages. They have come to the point they cannot go forward.
你有没有认识你的哪一个朋友，他是离婚的？
Do you know any friend that is divorced?
如果你有一个朋友他是离婚的，你举手。
If you know at least one person in your life that is divorced,
至少你认识一个人他是离婚的。
At least you know one.
是你所认识的人。
This is a person that you know.
所以许许多多的弟兄姊妹，你们有个朋友他离婚了。
So many brothers and sisters here, you have a friend who is divorced.
为什么离婚呢？
Why divorce?
因为他们这个婚姻的道路走到一个程度以后呢，他们走不下去了。
Because this way of marriage, they cannot continue on.
好像没有路了。
There is no more way.
因为我们乃是活在一个荒凉旷野的地方。
The reason is because we live in this barren land.
今天有许多的人，我们有很多的孩子。
Many of us have children.
我们在聚会的地方有许许多多的婴孩。
In this meeting place, we have many babies.
许多的父母呢，为教导孩子的事呢，非常的担心的。
Many parents are worried about how to train and teach their children.
弟兄姊妹，我不是来吓你哈。
Brother, sister, I am not here to scare you.
我们在教导孩子的事情上，他的年纪越大，我们的路越少。
In the matter of teaching your children, the older the children becomes, the narrow the way becomes.
如果你现在觉得你教导孩子很难的话，那你将来就更难了。
If you feel that it is already difficult for you to train up your children now, it will become more difficult later on.
有一天等到这个孩子到一个年纪的时候呢，你就会发现。你没有路可以走了。
One day this child will reach a certain age that you find there's no way in him.
在年轻的时候，你觉得你可以用这个方法，用那个方法。
When you are young, you feel that you can use this method and that method.
但是他到了一个年纪以后
，But when the child grow up,
你发现你没有什么办法。
You found out there is no other methods.
你连讲话他都不跟你讲了。
They won't even speak to you.
你没有路可以走的。
You found no way in this child.
今天我们许多人都在公司里面上班呢。
Many of us today are working in a company.
我不是吓你们。
Again, I don't want to scare you.
如果你在公司上班上了五年八年的话，你觉得有很多的路可以走的。
If you have been with a company for 5 years or 8 years, you found that there are many way ahead of you.
你做的工作的时间越长，你的路越窄。
The longer you work in this company, the narrower the path becomes.
到有一天你就发现呢，你前面就没有路可以走了。
One day you discover there is no road ahead of you.
这没有什么特别啊。
That is not strange.
因为我们乃是走在一个荒凉旷野的地方。
It is because we're pilgriming through this barren land.
在这个荒凉旷野之地走一走就会没有路的。
And as you walk in this desert, you just travel a little bit and you will find no way in front of you.
并不是你有什么特别。
It is not because you are special.
我们常常想，大概是我有什么错。
Many times we think that maybe there's some mistake on my part.
其实也不见得是我们有什么错。
Not necessarily is that you have made any mistakes.
因为我们活在的乃是一个旷野的地方。
It is because we live in this barren land.
今天或许我们可以这里走，那里走。
Today, maybe we can find a way here or there.
如果我们找不到那个大道的话
，But if you cannot find the highway,
总有一天你还是会走投无路的。
One day you will still come to the end of the road.
但是我们感谢神
，But we thank the Lord.
在以赛亚书35章那里，以赛亚告诉我们一件事。
In Isaiah 35, here tells us one thing.
他说，虽然我们活在这样一个旷野的里面
，Although we live in such desert place.
这个旷野里面却有一条大道。
And in this desert, you will find a highway.
他说这条大道叫做圣路。
And this highway is called the highway of holiness.
这个圣路呢，是污秽的人所不能经过的。
The unclean will not travel on it.
什么是污秽的人呢？
Who are the unclean?
污秽的人就是有罪的人。
The unclean are the people who have sinned.
我们每一个人都是有罪的人。
And we are all sinners.
因此我们好像看不到这条大道。
And that is the reason we cannot see this highway.
但是我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
有一天救恩临到了我们。
One day the salvation has come upon us.
我们就蒙恩得救了。
And we receive and we are saved.
神的血把我们的罪除去了。
And the blood of Jesus Christ has removed all our
sins. 因此我们在神的面前就成为一个清洁的人。
We have become holy before God.
而清洁的人就能够在这一条大道上行走。
And those who are cleansed will be able to travel on this highway.
这一条路。
And this roadway.
是每一个人都应该走上的。
It is one that everyone should travel on it.
但是走上这条道路跟人的聪明是没有关系的。
And but to travel on this way has nothing to do with your intellect.
在地上我们要走路，要靠我们的聪明。
If you want to walk on this, in this world, you need to abide by your intellect.
在世界上我们要成功，要靠我们的聪明。
If you want to be successful in this world, you have to be smart.
但是要走上这条大路，不靠人的聪明。
But in order to walk on this highway, it does not depend on your intellect.
反而越是聪明的人，越找不到这条路。
On the other hand, the smarter you are, the less likely you will find this highway.
因为神向聪明通达的人就把这个路隐藏起来了。
Because God has hidden this way in front of the wise.
像那个婴孩呢，这个路就显明出来了。
And for the babes, God has revealed this highway.
因此这条路与聪明没有关系。
And this way has nothing to do with wise.
这条路与清洁有关系。
But this road has everything to do with the cleansed.
因此他说这个路是那个赎民可以走的。
And that's why this road can only be traveled on by the redeemed.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，圣灵就光照我们里面，看见我们里面原来是污秽的。
After we receive the salvation, the Holy Spirit revealed to us all the sins that is in our hearts.
我们看见自己的污秽，我们就在神的面前来悔改。
When you see the filth and the sin in your heart, then you are able to repent before God.
我们就成为赎民。
We become the redeemed.
而这条救恩的这条大道呢，就在我们的面前。
And this way of salvation is revealed before you.
以赛亚应许我们。
Isaiah promised us.
他说，在这条路上行走的人，虽然是愚昧，也不至于失迷。
Whoever walks the road, although a fool.Shall not go astray.
当我们蒙恩得救以后啊
，After we are saved,
有很多的不信主的朋友觉得我们是愚昧的。
Many unbelieving friends consider all of us as foolish.
在世人的眼光，或许我们觉得是他们觉得我们是愚昧的。
To the world, we do seem to be foolish.
但是神说，就是愚昧的人在这条路上也不至于失迷的。
And but the Lord says even the simple or the foolish one will not stray from this road.
在属灵的事情上，我们也的确是很愚昧的。
In spiritual matters, yes, we are very foolish.
但是在这条路上，愚昧的人是不会失迷的。
But on this roadway, you will not go astray.
感谢主给我们这一条在旷野中间的大道。
We thank God for giving us this way found in the desert place.
那这条大道在哪里呢
？So where is this highway?
我们怎么样能够在旷野里面发现这一条大道呢
？How can we discover this highway in the desert place?
好像我们不会走到那个没有路可走的境地呢
？So that we will not come to a condition that we come to the end of our road.
这也是主耶稣心里面很重的一个负担。
And this is the burden in this book.
所以在他离开世界以前，他特别和门徒来讲论这件事。
And Jesus, this is the burden of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he conversed with his
disciples. 他说我往哪里去，你们不知道那条路。他说我往哪里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。
He told the disciples, "Where I am, there you may be also, and you know the way where I am going."
主的心何等愿意，每一个门徒都能够找到这条道路。
How Jesus desired that all the disciples would discover this way.
但是多马说，多马说，你往哪里去，我不知道。
But Thomas says, "Lord, we do not know where you're going."
那条路我也不知道。
How do we know the way?
这里我们看见。主所说的那个路和多马所说的路是不一样的。
Here we discover the way referred by Jesus Christ is different than the way referred by Thomas.
我们晓得我们神所说的话就是真理。
We know that Jesus always speaks the truth.
因此当主耶稣说你们知道他们必定知道的。
So if Jesus say you know the way, then you will know.
但是我相信多马在那里说我不知道也是他真实的光景。
I'm sure Thomas was being truthful when he says, I do not know.
他是真实的不明白主耶稣要往哪里去，那个道路在哪里。
He truly didn't understand where Jesus is going and where is the way.
这也是我们今天许多蒙恩得救的人，我们里面的一个挣扎。
This is also a struggle that we all have today.
我们知道有一条道路。
We know that there is a way.
是为俗民所预备的。
And we know that highway is provided for the
我们应当走在其中。
And we all need to travel on it.
但是我们里面不知道这个路在哪里。
Yet in our heart, we don't know where that way.
我们好像多马一样。
We are just like Thomas.
他说我不知道。
He says, I do not know.
这个时候主就告诉他了。
And at this time,
他说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能够到父那里去。
And Jesus answered him, says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
这句话说出来以后呢，我相信多马呢就更迷糊了。
I'm sure Thomas was even more confused after this answer.
他本来已经不知道这条道路了。
In the beginning, he did not know where this way is.
然后主耶稣说我就是道路。
And then Jesus said, I am the way.
一个人怎么又可以成为一个路呢？
How can a man become a way?
我们所要的知道是一条路。
We want to know a way.
我们要知道明日将如何。
We want to know what will happen to us tomorrow.
我们都很喜欢唱我不知明日将如何。
We all like to sing the song that I don't know what happens tomorrow.
但是我们每一个人都想知道明日将如何。
But we all want to know what will happen
tomorrow. 因为那个是我们明天的路。
Because that is the way for tomorrow.
那主说我就是道路。
But Jesus says, I am the way.
我们也承认主是我们的道路。
We also acknowledge that Jesus is the way.
但是我还是不知道明日将如何。
But I still don't know what will happen to me tomorrow.
一个人怎么能够成为一个道路？
How can a man become a way?
我想我讲一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
在今年一月的时候呢，我有一个机会到印度去。
January of this year, I had an opportunity to go to India.
印度对我来讲呢，是一个非常神秘的地方。
India to me is a very mysterious place.
那我们从小呢就读书呢，那印度呢就是一个很神秘的一个地方。
And because from all the books I read since I was young, India was a very mysterious place.
所以呢，我要有机会去呢，我就也蛮好奇的。
So I was very curious now that I had a chance to go.
我知道印度有个地方啊，是这个世界七大奇观之一的。
I know that there's a place in India which is one of the seven wonders of this world.
叫做 Taj Mahal。
And that is the Taj Mahal.
所以我就知道印度有这么一个地方。
Now, this is the only place I know about in India.
而且我要经过离这个地方两个小时的一个城，就是你的新德里。
I would go to a place about 2 hours away from this site, which is New Delhi.
所以我想，我既然两个小时离开世界七大奇观之一呢，我应当去看一下。
Since I will be staying at a place only 2 hours from this, one of the seven wonders of this world, I thought to myself I should go and take a look.
这个印度跟美国不一样的啊。
India is much different than United States.
在美国的话，我就到那个 AAA 去就好了。
In America, I just go to the AA office.
但是
AAA office.
在印度呢，没有办法找一个 AAA 啊。
But I cannot find a AAA office in India.
后来我就在这个网络上呢找到这么一个地方呢，我就说你能不能够帮我去这个地方。
And so on the internet as I searched I found this agency and asked them can you help me to go to take me there.
他就有回应说你几点在你的旅馆门口等我。
And the response came back meet me at your hotel at certain time.
早上五点钟在旅馆门口见面。
5 o'clock in the morning, we will meet at the door of your hotel.
六点呢，坐火车到那个城市去。
At 6 o'clock, we will take the train and get to that place.
那天早上我很早就起来，我五点钟到旅馆下面去。
That morning I got up really early and by 5 o'clock I was waiting at the door of the hotel.
我想大概有起码七八个人跟我一起走吧哈。
I felt for sure there would be at least 7 or 8 other people that would travel there.
我看来看去就我一个人了。
And I looked around, I was the only one.
啊，后来到时间的时候，我看到有一个人从旅馆外走进来。
At 5 o'clock, I saw a man walking towards the hotel.
他头上的缠着那个头巾啊，很高。
He wore a very high turban.
他就跟我说话。
And he started talking to me.
我觉得他在说英文了。
I felt that he was speaking English.
我也是讲英文啊。
And I was speaking English.
但是我俩讲了，讲不太通了。
But we could not communicate with each other.
但是总算讲出来呢，他是要找我，我是要等他。
So finally, we figured out that he was looking for me and I was waiting for him.
他说，我们到火车站去啊。
So he says, now we will go to the train station.
我们坐了一个小车子，就东转西转到火车站。
And so by a small car, we go, we finally found the train station.
天很黑啊，但是火车站人很多的。
It was very dark still, but the train station was filled with people.
我想大概呢，到火车站呢，我可以碰到其他旅馆的人嘛哈，所以大家会组成一个团哈。
So I thought, well, once we get to the train station, we will see other tourists.From other hotels, and we will become a group.
结果到那个火车站呢，我看不到一个不是印度人的。
When I got to train station, there was not another foreigner.
那他就带给我，他带我到另外一个人那里去。
And so he brought me to see another man.
然后就说你把钱给我。
And he says, give me your money.
我要走了，你要把钱给我。
I need to go. You need to give me the money.
我说我不给你钱的。
I said I will not pay you.
你来接我的时候，我才给你钱呢。
When you come pick me up, and I will give you the money.
等我从那个地方回来，晚上你来接我，我就把钱给你了。
When I come back from visiting the site, from visiting Taj Mahal, then I will pay you.
那这个人的聪明。
And this guy was very smart.
他就打电话呢，问他老板。
So he called his boss.
他老板说可以，那他就走了。
And his boss says that's okay, so that he left.
然后呢？就是我跟这个人站在那个火车站。
So it is now it's me and another guy standing there at the train station.
然后说你等一等，你不要动啊，然后他就走掉了。
He says, "Don't move," and then he left.
我就站在那个火车站呢，一个人都不认识，天黑的。
So I stood at a train station and I don't know another person, and it was very dark.
我开始想，我有没有搞错啊？
So I began to wonder, maybe this is a mistake.
这是不是对的？
Is this right?
然后呢，火车就来了。
And then the train came.
啊，这个人又跑来了。
And this man came back again.
好，你跟我走。
He says, "Come with me."
我跟他走。
I followed him.
他说这个车厢是你的。
He says, "This train is yours."
啊，给我的火车票。
He gave me a ticket.
然后你上去。
He says, "Get onto the train."
我就往车厢走，我看他不跟我来啊。
I went up to the train, but he didn't follow me.
我说你不来吗？
I said you're not coming.
他说我不去的。
He said no, I'm not going.
我说那我到那边怎么办？
I said what am I going to do when I get there?
他说我不知道。
He says I don't know.
我的责任就是把你送到火车。
My responsibility is to see that you get on the train.
所以我在那个时候在又做一个决定啊。
So at that moment I had to make a decision.
我这火车上是不上了。
Should I get on the train or not?
上了以后会到哪里去？
If I get on the train, where will I go?
我会不会回不来了？
Maybe I will never be able to get back.
后来我想我竟然到这里了。
And later I thought, well, since I'm already here.
两个小时就离开这个世界七大奇观之一了。
I'm only 2 hours away from one of the 7 wonders of the world.
哎，这要上去了。
I should get on the train.
那我就上去了。
So I got on the train.
只有我一个人呢。
I was the only one on the train.
没有一个外国人。
There's not another foreigner.
哎，我就坐在那边。
So I sat there.
两个小时的火车的车程。
It was a 2-hour train ride.
啊，就到了，两个小时以后就到了。
And I got to the destination.
很多人下车，那我也跟着大家下车了。
Many people left the train, so I just followed along.
下车一看呢，没有一个外国人呢。
And I looked around, and I'm the only foreigner.
也没有人来接我。
And no one was there to receive me.
我想，既然来的话，至少火车站要走出去一下哈。
I said, since I'm here, maybe I should just try to get out of the train station.
至少我也看到火车站。
So I can see the train station.
所以跟着很多人就叫走走走走，从那个火车站走出去。
So I followed the crowd and we got out of the train station.
那走到火车站外面呢，我看到有一个人拿一个大牌子。
When I went out of the train station, I saw a man carrying a big sign.
上面就有我的名字。
And it has my name on it.
然后我就知道这个人了。
So I know this man.
这个人是我的道路。
This man will find a way for me.
所以从早上八点钟到晚上八点钟。
So from 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night.
我在一个从来没有去过的地方。
I was at a place which I had never been.
有一个人带着我到这里到那里。
And this man took me here and took me there.
这个人带我去吃饭，带我去喝水。
And this man took me to eat and took me to drink.
这个人告诉我哪里买东西，哪里不可以买东西。
And this man told me where to buy things and where not to buy things.
这个人替我买门票，这个人替我付小费。
And this man will purchase all the tickets for me and pay the tips for me.
到最后呢，送我上火车。
And at the end of the day, he sent me to,back to the train station.
他是我的道路。
He is my way.
我一点都不知道那个道路。
I do not know the way at all.
但是有一个人知道那个道路。
But there was a man who knows the way.
我只要跟着这个人就可以了。
All I need to do is to follow this man.
今天我们在这个人生的旷野里面，我们是不知道这个道路的。
Today, as we pilgrim through this barren land, we do not know the way.
但是有一个人知道。
But there's a man who knows.
只有一个人知道。
Only this man.
这个人就是我们的主耶稣。
And this man is our Lord Jesus Christ.
因此我们在这个人生的这个旷野的道路里面呢，我们要来跟随我们的主耶稣。
So as we journey through this wilderness of our life, we need to follow the Lord Jesus.
也许你的婚姻走不下去。
Maybe you cannot continue on in your marriage.
要问主说主啊带领我走下去
You need to ask the Lord and says Lord lead me through
也许你在管教孩子的事情上你走不下去了
Maybe in the matters of training your children you cannot continue
你要跟主说主啊带领我走下一步
Ask the Lord and ask him to lead you on
也许你在工作的那个上面呢你觉得你前面没有路了
Maybe in terms of your career, you find that there is no way.
弟兄姊妹，迟早有一天，我们每一个工作的人都会走到没有路的时候。
But sisters, one of these days, for all of us who works, you will find out that there is no way to continue.
不管你是谁。
It doesn't matter who you are.
不管你做什么。
It doesn't matter what you do.
有那么一天，我们会走到一个地方，前面没有路再可以走啊。
There will be a day when you find.There is no way in front of you.
耶稣是我们的道路。
Jesus is your way.
我要趁早找到这个道路。
You need to seize the moment and find this way.
弟兄姊妹，最让我们觉得难受的事情。
One sister, the thing that distresses our heart the most.
就是在地上找不到路的时候呢，又还不认识基督这条大道。
It is that when we found no way in front of us, and yet we still do not know Jesus Christ.
因此我们就落在极大的一个痛苦的当中。
And then we will be in such pain and anguish.
因此我们要趁着今天还有机会。
While you still have the opportunity today.
今天我们的婚姻还有路可以走的时候。
While your marriage is still good.
今天我们在儿女的教养的事情上还有路可走的时候。
While you still can find a way to train and teach your children.
在工作的岗位还有路可以走的时候。
When you still have a way in your jobs.
来认识这一条大道。
Take the moment and know this highway.
这是为什么我们一年一次特别要聚集在一个地方一同来追求主的原因。
This is one reason why we need to gather once a year to know the Lord.
我们要把一切的事情摆开来。
We want to set aside everything.
我们要在主的面前等候他。
And wait before the Lord.
说主你是我们的道路。
And claim that Lord, you are my way.
我们要认识这条道路。
We want to know this way.
好叫我们在荒凉的旷野的这个路上，我们有路可以走的。
So that in this barren wilderness, we may be able to find that highway.
我们不是去那里有几次的特别的这样的信息让我们听一听。
We're not just going there so we can hear some special messages.
我们也不是在夏天的时候找一个地方让孩子们能够活动一下。
We're not just to find a place during summer so the children can have, can have some activities.
那是我们认识到我们今天活在的是一个荒凉的大旷野。
But it is because we recognize that we live in this barren wilderness.
在旷野里面我们需要有云柱，我们需要有火柱。
And in this wilderness, we have the need for the pillar of clouds and
pillar of fire. 我们知道有一位是知道这个旷野的道路的。
We also know that there is one who knows the highway in this
wilderness.
因此
我们需要认识他。
That's why we need to know him.
我们需要多知道他。
We need to know him more.
我们只要知道怎么样能够走上这条道路。
We need to know how to get on this highway.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样能够走上耶稣的这个道路呢？
Brothers and sisters, how can we get on this highway of the Lord Jesus Christ?
其实是非常的容易的。
It is actually very simple.
我们从保罗的身上就可以来看见。
And from Paul's life, we can understand this fact.
在保罗的蒙恩得救以前，他是不知道这条路的。
And before Paul was saved, he is one who does not know this highway.
因此他按照他自己所认为对的来做。
So he always do according to what he's deems best.
他走自己的道路。
He walks on his own way.
他觉得怎么样对，他就怎么样去做。
Whatever he thinks is right, this is what he will do.
他觉得他应该怎么样来对人，他就这样对人。
However he feels that he should deal with other people, that's how he will deal.
今天我们也是这样。
Today this, we are the same.
我们觉得我们想怎么样对待我们的妻子，我们就对待他的妻子，就这样对待我们的妻子。
We will treat our wife as we think what is right.
我们觉得我们应当怎么样对待我们的丈夫，我们就这样对待我们的丈夫。
We will treat our husband according to what we consider is right.
我们觉得应当怎么样来管教这个孩子，我们就这样管教我们的孩子。
We will train our children according to what we consider is right.
我们觉得哪里的工作好，我们就去那个地方。
Wherever we think that there's a good job opportunity, that's where we will go.
这个是世上的那个做法。
This is the method of this world.
我们如果走这样的道路的话，
If you walk on such a way,
迟早有一天这个路会走完的。
One of these days you will finish and come to the end of the road.
就像保罗那天走到大马色的路上，他的路就走完了。
Just like Paul, Saul, who traveled on the road of Damascus, his road ended there.
在那里神就向他显现。
There the Lord appeared to him.
在大马色的路上，这个保罗就问主说。
On the way to Damascus, and Saul asked the Lord.
他说我当做什么。
What should I do, Lord?
弟兄姊妹，有多少的时间你曾经问主这句话，说我当做什么？
Brothers and sisters, how many times have you asked this question? What shall I do, Lord?
多半我们都是说主啊，你帮我做这件事。
Most of the time when we pray, we say, Lord, help me to do such and such.
我们要做这件事，我们祷告主，求主帮助我们做这件事。
We want to do certain things, we ask the Lord to help us to do certain things.
但是有多少的时候你是说主啊，我当做什么？
But how many times have you prayed, what shall I do, Lord?
我该不该做这个事？
Should I do this thing?
我该不该去这个地方做事？
Should I go to this place?
我该不该这样对我的妻子说话？
Should I speak to my wife or husband this way?
我是不是应该这样来管教我的孩子？
Should I train and teach my children this way?
有多少的时候我们在主的面前说我该做什么？
How many times have you asked the Lord, what shall I do, Lord?
弟兄姊妹，就是这一句话。
Francisca, just this word.
让我们走上开始走上这个大道。
It causes us to walk on this highway.
如果你不学习来问这个问题，
If you do not learn to ask such a question,
你一直是主啊，你帮我做这个，主啊，你帮我做那件。
You continue to pray in this way, Lord, help me to do this, help me to do that.
你永远没有走上这个大道。
You never walk on this highway.
我们要从这个小的事情上开始学习。
We need to learn from these small matters.
说主啊，我该做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
最简单最小的事情上。
The most simple thing.
就是这个孩子向你有一个要求。
Even when the child just asks you for something.
不要用你的智慧说好或者说的不好。
Do not answer according to your own wisdom.
到主的面前说，主啊，我当做什么？
go before the Lord and ask, what shall I do?
我的孩子有这样一个要求。
My child has such request.
我应该答应他的要求呢，还是我不应该答应的要求？
Should I say yes? Should I say no?
这叫我们走上这一条大道。
This help us, causes us to walk on this highway.
上一个周末，我们家有客人。
And last weekend, we have guests in our home.
是我太太的哥哥和嫂嫂来我们家住一个周末。
It's my brother-in-law that came to live with us for a weekend.
我们很少有机会啊见面的。
We rarely have opportunity to see each other.
我们见台湾的亲人呢，还见得比我们在美国的亲人多。
It's easier for us to meet our relatives from Taiwan than from our relatives in the United States.
因为我们有空，我们回台湾去了。
Because if we have time, we go back to Taiwan.
他们有空，他们也回台湾去了。
If our relatives in Taiwan have opportunity, they will come and see us.
No, they will have time to go to Taiwan too.
Our relatives in the United States, if they have time, they will go to Taiwan.
所以这些在美国的亲人呢，是很少见面的。
And so for the relatives who stay in the United States, it's rarely that we see each other.
这个周末没有机会在一起。
And last weekend we had an opportunity to be together.
所以呢，我们有时间呢，来 catch up.
And so we have some times to catch up.
就我这个嫂嫂有一些见证呢，我觉得非常的好。
My sister-in-law has some testimony which were very good.
在她两个孩子还小的时候。
When her two children are still very young.
她有一个女儿，有一个儿子。
She has a daughter and a son.
她这个女儿呢，她是有非常严重的皮肤病。
And the daughter has a severe eczema.
所以呢，那个皮肤病严重的人晚上是不能睡觉的，你知道吗？
And because of her skin condition, she cannot sleep well at night.
所以那母亲也不能睡觉。
And the mother cannot sleep as well.
然后呢，那个孩子会抓他身上痒的地方。
And the child will continue to scratch any place that itches.
一直抓到流血为止。
And she will scratch until it began to bleed.
所以呢，这个孩子呢，可以说是呢，遍体呢鳞伤，没有一个好的地方。
And so for this child, she has wounds and scars everywhere on her body.
我曾经在她小的时候见过她一次。
I have seen this child when she was young.
真是全身没有一个光滑的地方。
And there's not a smooth skin on her.
所以有这么样一个孩子，还有一个弟弟。
And so she has such a daughter, and then she has a younger son.
所以她工作也辞掉了，没有办法工作了。
She has to quit her job, and she cannot work anymore.
所以整天呢，24小时呢，就是这个孩子。
And 24 hours a day, she will be taking care of this child.
所以到一个地步呢，好像没有路可以走了。
And she comes to a point that there is no roadway in front of her.
是皮肤病是没有药可以治的。
Because for this skin disease, there is no medicine to treat.
然后感谢主呢，主就在这个时候呢，成为她最知心的朋友。
We thank the Lord because it is at this moment that Jesus becomes her best friend.
所以呢，她非常的珍惜呢，能够在教会里面呢，能够聚会啊，与弟兄姊妹在一起。
So she treasures all the time that she has to during the meetings and to have fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
所以主也在这个时候呢，常常用他的爱来激励他，来浇灌他。
And it's also during this time God filled her heart with His love.
所以他心里面呢，一方面也非常的对主非常的感激。
On one hand, she has this deep gratitude for the Lord.
因为主实在是他在最困难的时候的那个道路。
Because God becomes the way for her in her in the most difficult life.
有一天呢，他被主的爱感动了。
One day she was moved by God's love.
他就在主的面前祷告，他说：“主啊，你实在是让我看见你的大爱。”
And she prayed before the Lord and says, Lord, I indeed have seen your great love.
但是你知道我的光景。
But you know my situation.
你知道我有两个孩子。
You know I have two children.
你也知道我孩子的病。
You know the illness she has.
我不能够为你做什么。
I cannot do anything for you.
我实在不能够为你做什么。
I cannot do anything for you.
那我能够做什么呢？
What can I do, Lord?
在我的这个情况之下，主啊，我能够为你做什么？
Under these circumstances that I'm in, Lord, what can I do for you?
我们可以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主就向他开启。
The Lord revealed to her.
主 主说我不要你为我做什么事。
The Lord says, I don't want you to do anything for me.
我不要问你为我做什么事。
I don't need you to do anything for me.
我只要求一件事。
I only ask one thing.
就是每一次聚会你能够准时的来到聚会里面。
It is that you will be on time for every meeting.
她听了以后就很高兴。
When she heard that, she rejoiced.
她说我实在不能做什么。
She says, I cannot do anything.
但是主，如果你愿意的话，我愿意为你做这一件事。
But Lord, if this is what you desire, I'm willing to do this for you.
我无论怎么样，我就愿意每一次聚会的时候，我能够准准时时的能够到。
No matter what I need to do, I will make sure I come to each meeting on time.
就为了这个缘故呢，他开始把这个当作他的服事。
And for this reason, that becomes her ministry.
她需要很早很早就开始为她的孩子准备。
She needs to rise up very early in the morning to prepare her children.
你如果不是定义要准时的话，你是不能准时的。
If you are not determined to be on time to the meetings, then you cannot be on time.
每一个准时的人是他定义要准时，他才能准时。
For everyone who wants to be here on time, they have to make that determination in their heart.
我们不准时是因为我们不定义要准时。
We are not here on time because we have not made that determination.
他定义要准时以后，他就知道他应该怎么样来预备他的孩子。
But since she set her mind to it, then she knew how she should prepare her children.
他就把他的孩子都准备好了。
And she will make sure she prepared them.
因此，他能够每一次聚会，他能够准时。
So for each meeting, she will be here on time.
他说，有的时候礼拜五晚上的聚会呢，他的弟兄下班比较晚。
Sometimes on Friday night's meeting, her husband will work late.
她说我就先把孩子先洗了好澡。
She said, I will first bathe both children.
我就把他们喂饱了。
And I will feed them.
我把衣服穿好。
Make sure they're dressed.
把他们东西都准备好。
And prepare all their stuffs.
把他们放到那个车子的上面，坐在卡西上，西票都绑好。
Make sure they're seated in their car seat, in the car.
然后三个人在等他的弟兄下班。
And the three of us were sitting in the car to wait for the husband to come home.
所以那个先生下班以后没有什么理由不走。
So when the husband come home, she has no excuse but to leave.
他们这一家每一次聚会他们都能够准时。
So for this family, they are able to be on time for each meeting.
主就大大的祝福他。
And the Lord blessed her greatly.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这是小事啊。
One sister, do not think that this is a small matter.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件小事。
It is not small.
因为我们每一天每个礼拜在教导我们的孩子。
Because we are teaching our children every day and every week.
如果我们每个礼拜迟到的话，
If we are late every week,
我们就教导我们的孩子说，来朝见主没有上学重要。
We are teaching our children to come to worship God is not as important as to go to school.
因为上学是不能迟到的。
Because if you want to go to school, you cannot be late.
在我们那个小学啊，它有一个牌子说早安哈 ，Good morning.
In our elementary school, there's a sign that says Good morning.
所以每一个家长去送孩子的时候呢，这个牌子就说早安。
And so every parent who sends their children to school, they will see the sign that says Good morning.
一到八点钟，那个牌子就转过来了。
And at 8 o'clock sharp, the sign will be turned around.
So you are late.
It says 你迟到。
我曾经想过在教会摆一个那样的牌子。
I have considered to put such a sign at the front door of the church.
但是主不许可我那样做啊。
But God didn't allow me to do it.
但是我今天问你一个问题。
But today, let me ask you a question.
如果今天我们教会门口有这么一个牌子，
If we have such a sign at the front door,
九点半我们把它转过来的话，
At 9:30, we will turn the sign around.
有多少人是看到早安？有多少人是看到你迟到了？
How many people will see the greeting, good morning? And how many people will see the phrase, you are late?
我就想到主的话。
I consider the word of God.
主说不可少的只有一件了。
God says there's only one thing that cannot be lacking.
主说不可少的只有一件。
There is one thing that it cannot be lacking.
就是指着玛利亚安息在他的脚前。
And that is Mary has rested before the feet of the Lord.
主的心意是说不可少的就只有这一件。
And God's heart desire says only one thing is necessary.
就是他在的时候我们也在。
That is when he is here, that we are here as well.
这才能够一同坐席嘛。
Then we can be seated at the feast together.
如果主在我们不在，主跟谁坐席呢？
If the Lord is here, yet we are not here, then who is he feasting with?
如果主说不可少的只有这一件。
If the Lord says only a few things are necessary.
为什么我们连这一件都不肯给主呢？
Then how come we cannot even give this one thing to the Lord?
如果今天玛利亚住在休斯顿。
If today Mary lives in Houston.
你觉得有可能玛利亚会迟到吗？
Do you think it's possible that she will be late to the meeting?
有任何的可能玛利亚会迟到吗？
Is there any reason that she will be late to the meeting?
我想没有这个可能性。
I don't think it's possible.
我们的嘴唇说我们爱神。
Our lips says that we love the Lord.
但是我们需要有那个行为和我们嘴唇所说的话来相称。
And we need to follow up with our action.
所以当他这样做的时候，主大大的祝福他。
So when my sister-in-law did this, the Lord blessed her greatly.
你没有办法想象得到。
You cannot imagine that.
能够在这样一件小事上重心能够得到的祝福。
That she was faithful in such small things, and yet the Lord blessed her.
又过了一段时间啊。
After a while.
她又到主面前祷告了。
She prayed before the Lord again.
她这个聚会准时已经不是问题了。
It is no longer a problem for her to be in, to come to the meeting on time.
她甚至不需要特别的努力，她都不会迟到了。
She doesn't even have to work very hard at it, and they will not be late.
她到主面前祷告说啊，我还可以为你做什么呢？
So she prayed again, Lord, what can I do for you?
她的情形，孩子的病还是这样严重的。
Her daughter continues to have this same illness.
所以那些情形并没有怎么改变。
And her conditions have not changed.
但他个人属灵的情况是非常的不一样的。
But her own spiritual condition has changed greatly.
所以又到主面前来祷告，主啊，我可以为你做什么
？So again, she come to the Lord and pray and say, Lord, what can I do?
我们的主也是非常的，我们的主实在是非常的好啊。
Our Lord is very good.
主又跟他讲话了哈。
And the Lord spoke to her again.
主说，你可不可以主日的时候呢，带一道菜来聚会
？He says, can you bring?The Lord said to her, "Can you bring one dish on Sunday?"
还有他们也跟我们一样，有晚宴的哈。
Their meeting is similar to ours, that they also have a love feast afterwards.
那主就说，你可不可以带一道菜来啊
？The Lord said, "Can you bring one dish?"
他在想，哎呀，对呀，我应该带个菜来呀。
She says, "Yes, I ought to bring a dish."
他说，我做什么菜呢
？So what should I do?
他说，我想一个最简单的菜。
She said, "I will come up with the simplest dish."
她就做那个萝卜干来炒蛋。
And she will stir fry eggs with pickled carrots.
这个萝卜干是现成的哈。
Not carrots, 对。
萝卜干是现成的，这个蛋呢基本上也都是现成的哈。
And because all the materials are almost pre-made.
你只要把那个蛋打碎了以后呢，
oh,
把萝卜干放下去呢，然后。搅拌搅拌呢，放到锅里面去炒一炒就好了哈。
All you had to do is scramble the eggs and then put some pickled vegetable in and then you stir fry and that's it.
他说的，他每个礼拜呢，就带一个萝卜干炒蛋到教会里面去。
So every week she will bring the scrambled egg with pickled vegetable to church.
这就是他的侍奉。
That was her ministry.
他就在这个事情上呢，他就非常的忠心。
And she was very faithful in this small thing.
这是主要我做的一件事。
Because this is what the Lord had asked me to do.
这也是我所能做的一件事。
This is also something I am able to do.
主从来不要我们做一件事我们做不到的。
The Lord never requires to do something which we cannot do.
所以我们放心的问主说我该做什么。
So you can rest assured and ask the Lord what you can do.
主绝对不会叫你做一件事是你做不到的。
Because he will never ask you to do something which you are unable to do.
他说每一次那个萝卜干炒蛋都吃完了。
So every time people will eat up that dish.
弟兄姊妹，你不要担心每个礼拜带同样的菜。
And sister, you don't have to worry about bringing the same dish every Sunday.
总有人爱吃的。
Someone's bound to love that dish.
因此我们很感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
他就在这些小的事情上忠心的来跟随主。
And she was faithful in the small things.
因此在属灵的事情上呢，她就进步非常的快。
And she improved very rapidly in the spiritual matter.
因为神说，你若在小事上不能忠心呢，大事就不能交给你。
Because the Lord says, if you are unable to be faithful in small things, I cannot give you greater things to do.
后来主就交给他一件大事。
Later on, the Lord taught her one thing.
有一天呢，他
就觉得主要她去看探望一位姊妹。
One day, she felt that the Lord impressed upon her heart to visit another sister.
但她实在不想去啊。
But she doesn't want to go.
因为这个姊妹呢，对她的态度是很冷淡的一个姊妹。
Because the sister's demeanor was quite cold towards her.
我们都不喜欢去看望一个人，对我们的态度是很冷淡。
We don't like to visit anyone who has that kind of cold attitude.
所以她知道是主要她去的，因为她里面一点想法都没有。
And she knew God wanted her to go because she didn't have this desire to go see her.
但是主实在是在她的里面催逼她一定要去看望这个姊妹。
The Lord continued to impress in her heart to go visit the sister.
所以她只好去。
So she had to go at the end.
她就去了。
And she went.
她看到这个姊妹到她家里面。
She went to the sister's house.
因为她自己真的不想去。
Because she didn't want to go.
所以她不知道要说什么才好。
And she went there, she didn't know what to say.
如果你想去看望一个人，你有话跟他讲。
If you want to visit someone, you have something to say to that person.
如果你不想去看一个人的话，你没有话跟他讲。
But if you don't want to visit anyone, you have nothing to say to the person.
所以他就跟他说啊，他说是主叫我来的。
So she told the sister, the Lord asked me to come.
然后他说完这个话以后呢，这个姊妹就大哭起来了。
After she said that, the sister began to cry.
原来就在她去的以前，这个姊妹刚刚吞下了一些药要自杀。
Oh, it's because just before she arrived, the sister had just swallowed some pills and she was getting ready to commit suicide.
It's already.
Already. She already swallowed the pills.
所以呢，在那个时候呢，她就知道这是主要她来。
So at that moment, she knew the Lord wanted her to go.
这个姊妹在人生的道路上走到一个地方没有路了。
This sister has already come to the end of her road.
但是感谢主，我这个嫂嫂认识这个大路啊。
But we thank the Lord because my sister-in-law knew this highway.
她不但知道，她也走在其中了。
Not only she knew of this highway, she also walked on this highway.
因此她就帮助这个姊妹。
So she was able to help this sister.
主也把她的生命挽救过来。
The Lord also restored the life of this sister.
如今是非常的爱主的一个姊妹。
And today she became a sister who loves the Lord greatly.
弟兄姊妹，我们若在小事上能忠心的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we are faithful in the small things,
主才能够把这个大事交给我们。
Then the Lord will be able to grant you great tasks.
我们许多人我们很羡慕主把这些大事交给我们。
Many of us desire that the Lord will give us these great tasks.
我们也很愿意在这些大事的上有所追求。
We also want to pursue after these great experiences.
但是主的话是这样说的。
But the Lord said this.
你在小事上都不忠心了。
If you are not faithful in the small things,
主怎么能够把大事交给你呢？
How can I commit to you great matters?
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够把你的大事交给一个人，他在小事上都不忠心的？
Friend, sister, can you entrust any of the great things in your life to someone who's not faithful in small things?
我相信你都不会的。
I'm sure you won't even do that.
主也不能够把大事交给我们。
And the Lord at the same time cannot do so.
所以因此我们要学习在小的事情上忠心。
We need to learn to be faithful in small things.
我们需要到主的面前说，主啊，你要我为你做什么？
We need to learn to come before God and ask Him, Lord, what shall I do for you?
如果你从来没有这样问过的话，
If you never ask such questions,
主刚开始都会给你一个小事的。
Because God will give you something small in the beginning.
就不会一开始就给你一个大事，要你去救一个自杀的人。
He will not give you a great thing in the beginning to ask you to save someone who's ready to commit suicide.
主刚开始会给你一个很小很小的事。
In the beginning, God will give you some small task.
看你能不能忠心。
To see if you will be able to be faithful.
如果你能够在小事情上忠心。
If you are faithful in small things.
也许主就会把一个比较稍微大一点的事再交给你。
Then the Lord will entrust you with greater things.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们怎么样能够走上这个大道啊
？Brothers and sisters, this is how we are able to walk on this highway.
我非常感谢主啊！那个我讲一讲那个皮肤病那个女孩今天怎么样
？And I praise the Lord because I can tell you what happened to the girl who has the skin disease.
现在已经长大成人了。
And now she's grown and she's an adult.
她是一个医生。
She's a doctor.
他是一个很能干的医生。
And she's a very capable doctor.
我们看见我们的神啊，知道旷野的道路。
So you see, our Lord knows the way through the barren land.
当人走投无路的时候
，When man has no way，
耶稣基督就是路。
Jesus is the way.
今天来回头来看的时候，就是路径啊，都滴下脂油了。
Today, as you look back, you will see the fat dripping along the way.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是一条大道。
Francis, indeed, this is the highway.
在以赛亚书呢，他说是圣路。
And the book of Isaiah tells us this is a way of holiness.
这意思就是说呢，这个路是分别出来的。
And it tells us this way is sanctified.
这个路跟我们平常所习惯的路是不一样的。
This way is not the same as the ones we're used to.
是神所特别为属民所预备的。
And because this is a highway that God especially prepared for the redeemed.
污秽的人是不能够经过的。
The unclean one cannot travel on it.
是为我们来预备的。
It is prepared for you and I.
所以他说是一个圣路。
That's why it is a highway of holiness.
那个箴言书呢，也讲到这条路。
And the Proverbs also tells us this way.
但箴言呢，用了不同的字。
And but the Proverbs use a different word.
箴言书说是正路。
It is the right way.
是正直的人所走的道路。
The just, the upright shall walk.
这一条路能够领我们一直到父那里去。
And this highway will lead us to see the Father.
诗篇也讲到这条路。
The Psalms also tells us this way.
那诗篇里面呢说这有一条叫义路。
And the Psalm tells us this is the path of righteousness.
为什么说是义路呢？
Why is the path of righteousness?
因为它是称义的人所走的道路。
Because the just shall walk on it.
它是被拯救被洗清洁的这些人所走的道路。
And the one who has been saved and been cleansed, they can walk on this way.
因此叫做义路。
And that's why it is the path of righteousness.
在希伯来书里面他说这是一条又新又活的道路。
In Hebrew it tells us this is a new and living way.
今天在走到这个路上呢，不是靠遗文，也不是靠字句。
And today in order to walk on this way it is not by letters or by ritual.
乃是靠着活在我们心里面的基督。
But by the Christ who lives in you.
因此我们只要来问我们里面的主说，主啊，我当做什么？
All we have to do is ask the Lord who dwells in your heart, Lord, what shall I do?
主就会引导我们走上这条道路。
Then he will lead us to walk on this highway.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意走这条道路？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to walk on this highway?
有一个条件。
There is one requirement.
就是污秽的人不能经过。
The unclean will not travel on it.
这是唯一的一个条件。
This is the only requirement.
就污秽的人不能经过。
The unclean will not travel on it.
如果我们的身上有什么污秽的事。
If there's anything unclean in you.
我们有没有得罪神的地方。
Is there anything that we displeased our Lord?
我们有得罪人的地方。
Or anything we've displeased man.
我们需要在神的面前对付。
We need to deal with it before God.
如果有罪在我们身上，我们不对付。
If we have sin in us and yet we do not deal with it,
我们就走不上这条路了。
Then we're unable to travel on this highway.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
我们若认自己的罪。
If we confess our sin,
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
Our God is just and he will forgive our sin.
洗净我们的不义。
And he will cleanse our unrighteousness.
让污秽的人变成清洁。
So the unclean will become cleansed.
这条路就向我们敞开。
And this way will be revealed to us.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意走上这条道路？
Brothers and sisters, are you willing to walk on this highway?
你愿不愿意在婚姻的事情上来向神说，主啊，你帮我走下去？
In terms of marriage, are you willing to ask the Lord to help me to walk on?
我是走不下去了。
I am unable to continue.
我很可能走不下去了。
It is possible that I am not able to walk on it.
但是主，你帮助我。
But Lord, you help me.
从现在开始。
From this time on,
在婚姻里面的每一件事情
everything in our marriage,
我都要先来问你说我当怎么样做
I will come to you first and ask you what should I do
然后我要顺服当你在我身上有这样的引导
then I will be obedient to all your guidance
让主带着你走出那条婚姻的路来
so that youso the Lord will lead you to walk to find a way in your marriage.
也许你在你的孩子的教养上已经快没有路了。
Maybe in terms of teaching your children, you have come to the end of the way.
但是你可以到主的面前说，主，我从今开始，我要把教养孩子的事情上交给你。
But you can pray to the Lord and say, from now on, I would turn over this matter of teaching my children to you, Lord.
每一次我要来管教我的孩子以前，我要先到你的面前说，主，我应当怎么样做？
Before I discipline my children, I will come before you and ask the Lord, what should I do?
我要按照你在我心里面的引导来管教我的孩子。
And I will train my child according to the guidance you have in my heart.
在工作的事情上。
In terms of your work.
我把我每一个决定都交给你。
I will commit to you every decision.
你要我去哪里，我就去哪里。
Wherever you want me to go, I will go.
你不要我去哪里，我就不去哪里。
If you don't want me to go there, I will not go.
让主带领我们走完这个工作岗位上的路。
Let the Lord lead you to walk through the way in your work.
我们要学大卫的祷告。
We need to learn from the prayers of David.
他说你要为自己的名引导我走义路。
And you would lead me on the path of righteousness for your name's sake.
不只是为着我们个人。
It is not just for us individually.
为着我们个人事情还小。
It is just a small matter if it's just for our individual life.
那是为着主的名。
But it is for your name's sake.
为着主的见证。
It is for your testimony.
让我们在地上成为走在那个大道上的人。
So that we can be people who walk on this highway.
因此我们就能够像大卫一样，常常在主的面前有这样的祷告，说主啊，为着你的名引导我走义路。
We need to be like David, who often pray before God, Lord, guide me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主知道这条路。
Our Lord knows the way.
我们的主就是这个路。
Our Lord is the way.
我们的主一直会在这个路上成为我们最知心的朋友。
Our Lord will continue to be our best friend on this way.
所以我们众人都愿意这样的来寻求他。
May all of us have the desire to seek after him.
都愿意走在以赛亚所说的这条圣路的上面。
May all of us have a desire to walk on this highway of holiness.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you and praise you for your grace.
因为若不是你的救恩，主，我们没有一个人能够认识这个路。
Without your salvation, none of us will know this way.
因此我们求主今天早晨实在在我们里面给我们一个感恩的心。
This morning we have a heart of thanksgiving.
我们实在比众人更为有福。
And because we are more blessed than other people.
你拣选了我们。
You have chosen us.
主，但是我们在你的面前有一个祷告。
And this is our prayer, Lord.
就是求你为你自己的名来引导我们。
Guide us for your name's sake.
来指教我们。
Teach us.
把这个为这个道路启示在我们的心里。
And show us the way, Lord.
主，兴起你的儿女。
Lord, build up your children.
起来如此的为主而活。
So that we can live for you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.